Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal, and we're in for a real treat in the studio. Thank you guys for bringing all of these instruments down. We have the Imperial Sound from Chicago. They're going to be playing songs off their new record on Pravda Records, the new AM. The record release party is August 31st. It's not. September 1st at the Hideout. So you want to take it away with your first song?
Yeah.
Okay, take it away, Imperial Sound.
Is it over?
It's not coming back.
So did you leave her?
Yeah, I ain't going back.
But do you miss her?
Yeah, but I ain't crawling back again. Again.
Do you still love her?
No, and I ain't falling back.
You hear her calling?
Yeah, and I ain't calling back.
But are you hurting?
Yeah, I can't keep crawling back.
Do you still love her?
And I ain't playing that.
The love you gave her.
Ooh, well, she put an end to that.
So now you hate her.
No, I ain't saying that. Let's just let it go. Let it go. I don't care, I don't.
Can you hear her voice when she whispers?
I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't.
Now you see her with another and another and another.
I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't.
Welcome back to WGN, and that's the Imperial Sound. Ken Goodman, you're on the mic there?
I'm on the mic, Dave.
Okay, and we're going to have one more guest from the band here. So tell us, Ken, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you introduce the band, first of all?
All right. Rick Mosher on guitar and writing the songs and singing the songs. Chloe Orwell also singing with us tonight. Gary Elvis Sheepers on the bass.
I know Gary, yeah.
Matt Salfavazza on the percussion tonight. We got David Smith on the saxophone and Dave Weiner on the trumpet.
So I asked you in the hallway, how many bands are you in now? Let's give a little history. You said five.
Well,
New Duncan Imperial.
Yeah, me and Rick are in the New Duncan Imperials periodically now. We just played a couple weeks ago, and I'm in Expo 76.
Expo. I know those guys.
Yeah, you know those guys. Yeah. And I play with Ronaldo Domino sometimes. I play with periodically I play with bands that ask me to play with them for one-off gigs, but generally, it's the Imperial Sound, Expo 76, New Duncan Imperials, and that's all I can remember right now.
And to get to the point, how did this group get together?
Well, it started out, actually, Rick? As we had the New Duncan Imperials thing happening, which was a blast, and our drummer moved to Houston, God bless him, and so it left us two, and so we were sitting here like, well, don't want to just, you know, sign off, so... Ken and I started a thing called the Pig and Skip Show.
Oh, I meant, what's that?
Well, everyone missed it. Don't feel bad. Yeah, we did one show, actually, at the Sidebar at Fitzgerald's. Yeah. It was a blast, too, but very quickly kind of became this. I don't even remember how that happened.
How long ago was that?
That was just about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It kind of morphed into this because Pig and Skip Show was kind of like half New Duncan Imperials, half Imperial Sound. And then it kind of evolved where we just wanted to do Imperial Sound songs, and we didn't want to do our old songs with this band. We'll leave those songs with that band. And this became like a whole different entity with a whole different sound. We didn't want to combine the sounds.
An Imperial Sound.
We wanted a new big Imperial Sound. We wanted horns. We wanted horns. Different types of songs, different feel. So it kind of evolved into this, and became its own separate band.
You know, I have so many questions. I want listeners to know. You started Pravda Records in '84.
Yeah, long, long time ago. And we started the record label. We were both in college at NIU, and we just kind of needed a label to put out our band's record by the service. So it started. The label started that way back in college, and then we moved to Chicago, and then it actually became a functioning label, a record store, and you were up
by Metro?
Yeah, the record store was in the lobby of Metro.
Sure, I remember that.
The label's offices were on Southport, near the Music Box. So we were contained in Wrigleyville for a long time until we sold the store, and then we just started running the label full on.
What artists, this is going to finally get to what you're doing now, but what artists were you interested in the label? Who'd you sign? Who'd you record? What were you looking for?
Early on, we were like signing bands that we knew in Chicago and Iowa that we were coming across when the service was touring. We'd meet other bands. And we'd meet bands in Chicago like the Slugs. We signed Green early on for their first record. The Farmers, there was a band in Iowa, a really cool band called The Hollow Men.
Mm-hmm. Claude Pate.
Yeah, and then we started releasing
Strangers.
Compilations of 70s covers redone by, we had Smashing Pumpkins on our first compilation.
Talk about that story, Jackie, they did Jackie Blue, right?
Yeah, well, Billy Corgan was working in a record store on Broadway, and we had our store and label, and he was starting his band, the Smashing Pumpkins, and they would play Metro all the time, and we'd go upstairs and watch them because our store was in the lobby. So we thought we'd want to include them on the compilation. So I walked over to the record store and, hey, Billy, we want to do a song. He's like, yeah, sure. So it was just kind of a simple, do you want to do it? He's like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Did you assign him Jackie Blue, or did he pick?
No, they picked that.
They picked Jackie Blue?
There were 20 artists, and that's kind of how we approached all of them. Yeah. Sort of, hey, you want to do this? Like, yeah, all right. And then they picked a song.
Yeah, we didn't really assign the songs. They just kind of...
Not at all. But we did give them the idea, which was basically plunder 70s, AM radio hits, which no one had really done. It sort of was a throwback to that K-Tel album vibe that I grew up on for sure. And so, bands just came up with great ideas and based on their own sound.
Well, yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about that, because this CD, this new album, whatever you guys call it now, this new music.
It's a disc.
Yeah, disc.
it's on vinyl.
It really does harken back to that.
Vinyl.
It's really, really harkens back to that era. It's kind of...
Yeah, that's completely intentional. I mean, the songs, when I'm writing a song, I basically start with a model that of a song that I loved back in the 70s and just kind of try to steal slash adapt slash compete, really, you know, with it, and just try to make a song that in my mind is you know, comparable at least a little bit.
I mean, you know, some of the notes, I mean, I was listening to the record, I mean, I don't know, this will probably date me, but Looking, I wrote Looking Glass, The Turtles, you know, J.J. Mm-hmm. Jeffries, But It's All Right. I mean, those charging horns, I told you, one track, Six to a Room, reminded me of my friends, the Skeletons. You know, I mean, talk about what you were weaned on, that power pop sound. And then what I want to talk about is also how that meshes with soul music.
Well, for me, where I grew up in Freeport, Illinois, which is a little ways out of town, a couple hours, and could get WLS-AM radio, right?
Yeah.
With, you know, Larry Lujack and everyone else, and they were playing, you know, just this great mix of stuff. Back then, music obviously wasn't so divided up, so you would hear, you know, like, songs by the Eagles, and then a disco song, and then Paranoid by Black Sabbath, you know, and so I grew up on this really awesome, you know, mulch of great music. And I feel super privileged for that reason. And so that's kind of what's bubbling up in this CD.
And then with horns and soul music, I mean, I know you've worked with some of the soul people. I mean, Andre Williams. And
I got a big love for old school soul music. And I've worked with a lot of old school soul artists. Like you said, Andre Williams. I work with Archie Bell. I work with Ronaldo Domino. And I've learned a lot, and I listen a lot to that style of music, and it's one of my, you know, passions is soul music with big full horns and great melodies and just kind of great grooves.
We got to take a break, but I kind of want to talk about that. And if they've talked to you, some of these artists, Chicago artists, because when I write about soul music and talk about soul music, there's just such an underrated scene in Chicago, the stuff that Willie Henderson did with the arrangements and his horn section and stuff. So I'd maybe like to talk about that and why horns are so important to you guys after this on WGN's Nocturnal Journal. Don't go away with the Imperial Sound. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're in the studio with the Imperial Sounds, and their record release party is September 1st at the Hideout.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we were talking, we're going to play another song here in a minute, but I really love the whole Chicago horn sound and soul music, you know, stuff that Alvin Cash, Cyril Johnson, Tyrone Davis did. And I always thought it got kind of underrated because of the Chicago blues scene, but can you talk what you've learned from some of these guys you've played? Have they talked to you about that at all? Or have you picked up
on that? Well, I mean, in back in the day when old soul performers would go in the studio, there was like never a question if there was going to be horns. There was always horns,
yeah.
Like a section, or even strings. Like they would go into these big studios and just make these big productions and bring in, you know, great horn players, you know, 10 guys sometimes. So it became a big part of the sound in the 60s and even a little before that. When the blues came around and got more popular, everything was kind of scaled back, and it was more guitar based. But I think like the old school soul, Chicago soul, or you know, Detroit soul as well, always involved really great horn melodies and just, you know, funky stuff that we love and we're trying to, like, you know, include within our songs, just great melodies of, you know.
This is the first original song band that we've been in that has horns virtually on every song. And actually every song has a horn hook in it.
Yeah.
Almost every one. And when I'm writing a song, when I get stuck lately, I've been just like singing, do-do-do-do-do, and that winds up as the horn part. And then these guys who are brilliant, Dave Smith and Dave Weiner, these guys take that, you know, sung little melody line and turn it into a massive horn part, which is one of the best moments when you hear this little melody you've been singing, and all of a sudden these guys who can really play make it real. It's amazing.
So you do, you write to a hook sometimes.
I write to a hook. I mean, for me, it's like that old, there's this old sort of rule of writing pop songs. You put the hook right up front as much as you can, right? You don't beat around the bush. And then so our songs tend to put it right up front.
Here's a texter, actually, we don't do this much on the show. Love Green, gotta get a record out. Is the lead singer of Green still in investing?
Is he still?
There you go.
Oh, in investing. I don't know. The lead singer, Jeff Lesher, we actually saw him.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we
played a gig with him.
Did you really?
We did. After not seeing him for many, many years, Jeff was part of a party that we did, that NDI did, New Dunkin' Imperials did. They may be talking about Ken Curson.
I know Ken Curson. Yeah.
Bass player, yeah. Right? And he is investing, I think, in New York, I guess. He just got married, so mazel tov, Ken.
Yeah, well, his brother's been on the show, Bob. Right, okay. We got. I want you to set up the song because we got started at 26. So why don't you talk about the song? Set it up, sure. And we'll go into Yesterday.
The song is called Yesterday. Do you want more of a setup?
More. Okay. We got about a minute set up here.
All right, cool. So yeah, the song is called Yesterday.
Make sure everybody's in their spot. Yep.
It's another song with the with the hook right up front with the horns. It's sort of a it's got that nostalgic theme going on, which a lot of the songs in the album do. It's kind of actually in a way dedicated to my friend Ken. It kind of sounds like a love song on the surface, but actually the lyrics are really more intended to talk about all the stuff that we went through for. This is how long have we been married? Like 30.
That would give away how old we are.
A pretty long time. But yeah, so we've been through an awful lot together, and so this song is sort of just a little bit of that.
This is a great record. It's the lead off track. What is that, the fireworks out there or something?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lead-off track on the new AM by the Imperial Sound, Yesterday.
To lose, those are the rules, because we never seem to learn. We endlessly return. We had the whole world between us, a wide open sky. Love comes so easy, no need to try. Yesterday. When all was love and love was all, we sang our song. How silver sweet we sound by night. All's gone with the light. We had the whole world between us, wide open sky. Love came so easy, no need to try. Gold in our hands, no time could take away. That was yesterday. Leaves are falling past the windows. We drink our coffee with no sound. Sun is shining, but it's still cold. And well, I wonder, why are you still around? Love got so easy, didn't even try. Go through our hands, now time to take away. That was yesterday. Oh honey, that was yesterday. Ooh, yesterday. Baby, that was yesterday. Yeah. it all was yesterday.
Yesterday, that's Rick Mosher on vocals with Chloe Orwell also singing there. That's the lead-off track from The Imperial Sound on the new AM. We're going to take a break for David Jennings and the news, and you're going to play some more music after this, and we're going to talk a little bit more. Okay, so thanks you guys for coming in. Don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. It's Dave Hoekstra, and we're here with The Imperial Sound.
Sound.
No S.
Singular.
Just at the beginning.
Yeah, and on the mics we have Ken Goodman and Rick Mosher. And talk about what's going to be happening at the Hideout. Is that kind of, that's a record release party?
That's our record comes out on the 31st, Friday, but the record release show is Saturday, September 1st at the Hideout. And we're going to have a guest singer with us, Robert Cornelius. We're also going to have Chloe Orwell singing with us, who's here with us.
Where'd Chloe go?
She's in a band called The Handcuffs, and she's going to be with us. And we have Robert Cornelius, who we just did this amazing video with that's coming out this week, where he's featured as the singer on the song A Man Like You. Mm-hmm. So he'll be performing that at the show. And
be screening the video at the show, too, I think.
Yeah, I think we're going to screen the video, and it's going to be very exciting.
The record has guests from Nora O'Connor on vocals, Kelly Hogan and Peter Himmelman singing on Ain't Crawling Back. How'd you reel them in? I mean, I know you know.
A lot of money. Yeah. A lot of money.
Well, I'm actually friends with them. I've known them for a while and seen them at different gigs, and my girlfriend's friends with them. So we just kind of asked him, you want to sing on this song? And he liked the song. And did it. So, and you know, same with Kelly Hogan, we know her, and we thought we had a good little part for her with Peter Himmelman as kind of a duet. So she liked it and came in the studio and lended her amazing voice. And same with Nora, because you know Kelly and Nora worked together with the Decembrists. So we just asked Nora to do a song, and people started saying yes. It was weird. We brought him in.
Actually, Nora said the one we just did yesterday. Nora sang that on the record,
right? Yeah. And of course, they're in the they work with the Flat Five. I like that sound too. And the question I have for you, Rick, is for you guys, what's it like to write and play and record this like upbeat pop music in what some people might say are dark times? I mean, it's really happy music.
It's the only thing that keeps me going.
Yeah, right. I mean, but it's a half serious question. I mean, it's such great music, and everything else around us is kind of grim.
One or two of the songs sort of reflects that reality a little bit. Daylight is as a kind of a dark cloud over it, as it were. But you know, really, I honestly don't sit down to write a song going, God, I'm bummed out. I think I'll cheer myself up with a pop melody. You know, I don't really do that. They just sort of come out. So maybe I'm just an up guy. I don't know. You know, but I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. It is a very positive sounding, major key, catchy album. You know, and it's made to be that way. It's meant to be that way. And if that makes people happy to listen to, and they're otherwise sort of, you know,
we like to be a brief escape.
Yeah.
From the dismal world around us, and people come. Feel joyful and happy when they see us or hear us, as you know, as kind of like a, you know, escape from other, you know, other things.
Yeah, they come to our shows and dance and sing along. It's great.
People need that, and we need it, because when we're playing it, we feel joyful and, you know, happy.
Now, I haven't seen this band. Of course, I've seen Expo a million times. Mm-hmm. And again, I see the response when you...
Same thing. It's a joyful, joyful noise and joyful escape. You know, when people come out, and they're like, oh, we can still have fun, we can still dance, we can still rock and roll, and be with people that are, you know, similar.
I mean, when Expo does Ooh Child, it's really, it takes people to a place.
Happy,
yeah. Yeah,
joyful,
yeah,
joyful sound.
Yeah. You mentioned video, and that was one of my questions, is what's it been, how is the waves of doing, you've stayed in the record thing with Pravda since 84.
Yeah.
So distribution and getting the word out and all that, tell us a little bit what that's been like, the ups and downs and how you've had to change.
Well,
I'm surprised you're doing a video. I mean,
yeah,
so where does that go?
It's the first video. It's the first fully produced video, Pravda has released in like 20 years. And, yeah, it's very exciting. But the business, of course, the way you distribute music, videos, everything is completely different. And we've had to, roll with the changes in the business. And it's been, a learning process, just like, everything, just how to make it work and how to stay in business, because, a lot of people haven't made it work or stayed in business or, survived. So we do a lot of things to stay in business. One, we license music for TV and film projects, advertising. That became a big part of our business about 10 or 15 years ago. That kept us going during some really dark days of distribution where, all the distributors went out of business for physical products and stuff. So we started venturing into music publishing, music licensing, and that was what really kept us going, and still does, basically. But now with streaming and downloads, we're seeing like an uptick in business in those areas. So it's kind of not, we like it. I mean, the new model.
The new AM, it's available on vinyl?
Yeah, it's a gatefold vinyl, really nice package, gatefold sleeve, and looks really beautiful. And it was also fun to produce and make and put out again on vinyl. We just started doing vinyl again in the last couple of years, and it's, for me, it's great. I mean, I had a record store where we sold vinyl, and I'm a big vinyl collector, so I like seeing my releases on vinyl.
This record is solid. How many songs did you record for this? I mean, there's every song.
We recorded 14, and 12 are on the album.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's right.
Okay, now we're gonna. Why don't you set up the song you're gonna play now? Talk about that.
All right,
we'll take that to the break.
Sure, we're gonna play The Quarry. And this song, actually, here's a dark song for you. This is it's a murder story, actually, murder mystery story. It really is, but it also involves swimming in the quarry, so it's also upbeat.
Okay, so this is the Imperial Sound from the new AM. You guys about ready there, Rick? And this okay, and this is going to be called Quarry. You ready?
Just beginning.
Down in the quarry, ooh, I watched you swimming.
Every single star, watching where you are. The skin, it shines in the moonlight. Thank you.
It's the Imperial Sound on WGN and the Quarry. And Chloe, you were Chloe, you want to grab the mic? I want to talk to you a little bit about over here. Yeah. So how? Right over there. So the handcuffs.
Yes, the handcuffs.
Yeah.
My husband just texted me. He's listening, Brad Elvis, and he just texted me and he said, "Quarry F. Orwell." I thought that was kind of funny. He's a drummer. He's got a good sense of humor. Good timing.
So, how did you find the group? And talk a little bit about the group you were in. Or you are.
The handcuffs?
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's about these guys.
Yeah, but I want to know how you got it.
It's a group with my husband, Brad Elvis, is the drummer. I'm the lead singer, rhythm guitarist. We have a keyboard player, Allison Hinderleiter, a bass player, Emily Togni, and a guitar player, Jeff Kamisiak. We're sort of a glam rock band. I've known Kenny forever.
Yeah, forever.
I've known Rick for a long time. I was neighbors with Sal, the drummer. I've known Gary forever. I just met the horn players. They're very good kissers. I've known Sal's daughter, Ruby, who's in the studio with us. I used to babysit her. When I was very young.
We're all intertwined.
Yeah, that's what my question was. Is there a community of people that play that like this type of music that you tap, Rick, and maybe you're nodding your head, that you tap into?
We tap into our friends that we love to play with, and then we've played shows with the handcuffs. We're like, well, why doesn't Chloe just sing those parts since, you know, she's such a great singer, and she worked really well on the parts that we did on the record. And, you know, Nora O'Connor and Kelly Hogan, they're always on the road. They can never do any gigs. So it was great playing gigs with Chloe and then saying, well, we want you to sing with us. So that's kind of how the community works. You find people that you like and that, you know, you work well together with. And
at this point, you put
it on your record.
At this point, we want to just... I know I probably can speak for all of us when we say it's really fun to play music with your friends. None of us are going to be Beyonce or
You might be Beyonce. I'm on my way.
Yeah. But, you know, so it's nice to be able to play with great people and talented people. And it makes me happy to play with my friends. So. Mm-hmm.
You guys play in so many different bands. What do you, is there anything you take from some of the other bands that you apply to this? And then also working with other bands, is there anything you learn from those bands you don't want to put into this? How unique, I guess.
We take a lot of guitar stands and chords from them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Ken is in Expo 76, which is like premier sort of mining the 70s.
Yeah. Dave, our sax player, is also in Expo 76. Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we bring a lot of that kind of vibe as far as a 70s sound or a pop sound or, you know, songs with big horns. So, yeah, we bring ideas from, you know, all my other bands. Like when I play with some soul shows, we like to bring that vibe to the band as well, and the old school soul stuff that I play. And, some of our stuff's, you know, a little power poppy in parts, mm-hmm. and, you know, rock, you know, there's some, like, just heavy rock stuff, and then a lot of quiet stuff.
Some of it actually goes back to our very first band, The Service, back mm-hmm. in the 80s.
Yeah.
A couple of these songs would not be out of place in a Service playlist.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and maybe squeeze one more short song in before we leave at 11. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're with the Imperial Sound, playing songs off their new record called The New AM. Where'd you get the title from, Ken?
Well, it's like a play on AM radio and the morning. It's kind of a new day. It's a mysterious title about AM radio and new days.
And we're getting texts from listeners who said, sounds good on AM tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So that's encouraging.
Okay. So why don't you talk one more time about the record release party and where people can find the product and introduce the band again.
Okay. The record release party is Saturday, September 1st at the Hideout in Chicago on Wabansia. Great club, one of our favorite places. And the record will be on Spotify. I mean, we already have songs on Spotify now, a few singles. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be on the pravdamusic.com website, the imperialsound.com website. And, you know, it'll be everywhere where you get music nowadays. On the internet.
You grew up in Skokie, right?
Yeah.
Did you? I don't know. I'm probably older than you are.
Did you?
No, Naperville. But we'd go down on Saturdays and go see like Larry Lujack over where the London House is now and stuff. And it was a big deal. I remember talking, I was talking to Tommy James one time about how he brought the record over to WLS on a Saturday and stuff. You know, I mean, was that any of that on your radar back then? Was the radio and stuff that accessible to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Super CFL and WLS and all, you know, got those playlists every week of the top 40.
Yeah, they used to print them out and put them by the cash register.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you're right.
They were at like, you know, drugstores and grocery stores, the WLS, you know, playlist and survey, whatever they called it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for bringing the whole band down. It really sounded great. And you want to set up the last song?
Okay, well.
Can we introduce the band?
Yeah, introduce the band one more time.
Got Rick Mosher right here playing guitar, singing. And you got Dave Weiner, trumpet. Dave Smith on sax. Sal Favazza on the tambourine on this one. He's really, really doing great on that tambourine. Gary Sheepers on the bass. And Chloe Orwell. Singing vocals with us.
And thank you to Dan Long for the production and Aubrey Mumpower for helping with the engineer. So set up the song and thank you for listening tonight. So take it away. What song is this?
It's called Back on Your Table. It's a little more upbeat, a little more, dare I say, rock and roll. And it's got a smoking guitar solo in it, which I can't wait to play. And hand claps.
Okay.
Now I'm back on your table. Now I'm back on your table. Thank you.
would believe that getting back now is something we need. We were a bad idea from the start. So come on, take a kick in my heart.
Okay. I'm back again. But we got like one or two more minutes. Actually, well, that was on my list of questions about how I when I was listening to the CD, no more hand claps. So hand claps are back. You don't hear hand claps on records anymore.
Bring it all back.
Yeah,
we're blazing the trail on that. You're going to start hearing a lot more.
Hand claps. Really? Did you have very when you were growing up? Were there hand claps?
Well,
Willie and the Hand Job. I'm thinking of stuff off the top of my head. But,
I think yeah. Well, that song is basically Saturday, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one more minute left. So give everything again. So do you have any other gigs coming after the Hideout?
We have a gig. We play every last Monday at Martyrs. The last Monday in September at Martyrs.
In October 25.
At the Montrose Tavern.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of other
Montrose
stuff brewing.
Saloon.
Yeah, Montrose Saloon on Montrose. And then there's a lot of other stuff brewing we're working on. We'll update our website and all that stuff when we get more gigs. But right now we got, the Hideout this Saturday. September 1st,
mm-hmm. And you're not part of that whole yacht rock scene, are you?
You were discussing that in the car on the way over.
Yeah,
no, we're not part of that.
I kind
of
like that though too, but I've never seen a yacht rock.
I'm a big fan of yacht rock.
Yeah. Is that? I mean, honestly, I'm not sure what is that like. Pablo Cruz?
Pablo Cruz or right. Looking Glass. I like Brandy's a good song.
Well, then we're yacht rock and proud of it.
Stick us on the yacht rock scene.
Yeah, okay.
Do I get a yacht?
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again for coming down, and thanks again, you guys, for helping out tonight. And we'll be back next week. We got Robbie Folks on the show next Saturday night. So, what time do you guys start?
10 o'clock.
Next Saturday.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
We get there early and stand around.
Okay. Thanks again for listening to Nocturnal Journal. We'll see you next week on WGN.